Welcome back to the third quality of becoming an intentional creator, completing tasks. We're going to discuss one of my favorite topics, power sessions. Now, ideally, we have asked the question, why am I here? Ideally, this question has illuminated a clear and vivid vision that has ignited our passion. Ideally, we have looked at our to-do list and asked, what does this, you know, all these things we have to do today, have to do with me getting there? Ideally, we have committed to stay focused on the tasks that are of value and that are the next step in the creation of our dreams. Ideally, we have let go of procrastination and are committed to living in the now, engaged in passion-driven action. That's all ideally. In reality, we may be staring at a piece of paper wondering what in the heck to do next. We may feel much like a fish out of water. You know, if we've invested time in fantasy and catastrophe, then now this tangible reality may be a little foreign. Now, before slipping into that common hiding place that drives procrastination, exhaustion, and confusion, I want you to smile. We're going to create a new habit of thinking. This is a journey. So let's start with some relatively easy steps. We affectionately call these steps power sessions. So step number one, I want you to ask the following three questions. One, do I want to be successful? Now that may seem rhetorical, but seriously, do you want to be successful? Two, what would success look like for me? Go ahead and write that down. What would success look like for me? And three, am I ready and willing to do whatever it takes to create that? If the answer is yes, and I must assume that it is, then let's proceed. Step number two, review the things on your schedule for today, your to-do list. Pick three tasks or activities that are on your list that will move you closer to your dreams. Some may involve business associates or prospects. Some may involve family. Others may simply be tasks. If there are not three, add to your list. Be fearless. In the past, you may have wanted to avoid some of these tough tasks. To avoid these tasks in the past, you may have chosen exhaustion or confusion, but not today. So identify those three tasks and or activities. Step number three, we want to convert these three items into creation statements. To do this, we'll want to ponder three very familiar questions. What do I want to create? How could I create that? How would this serve others? Now open your mind to possibilities. Explore new and different ways of doing this task. For example, you've selected as one of your items, going to a meeting this evening. In the past, you may have felt uncomfortable or unwelcomed or even alone in a crowd. As you ponder the question, what can I create? You get this idea to connect with everyone in the room. Well, how could I create this? Instead of fantasizing and catastrophizing, you experience yourself carrying a paper sack into the meeting. What's in it? It's when you realize the sack is filled with Hershey's Kisses. You experience walking up to people and asking, would you like a kiss? You then present an open bag filled with the candy. You see people smile. Conversations flow naturally. New friendships take root. Fun. Vision. You then ask, how could this serve others? As you put yourself in the shoes of others, something that's been difficult because of this near-deafening negative self-talk going on in your head, you realize that others also feel uncomfortable, unwelcomed, or alone. Then it comes to you with great force. You could become the bridge builder tonight, the one that connects people. Your passion is ignited, and you get excited about being at the meeting. Does this sound at all simple or corny or of little value? What if someone at the meeting was struggling with self-worth and was on the verge of hurting themselves, and your little piece of candy and a kind thought saved the day? You will never know until you look in their eyes and see it. and we will most likely never look that deeply, unless we have created the opportunity. Oh, please never underestimate the power of a kind word, a simple gesture, and a smile. Most of all, remember where these ideas, impressions, and solutions to challenges come from, because that power knows. Now go do the same with the other two items on your list. Step number 4. Read Scroll 5. I will live this day as if it is my last. Before you ever get started in the day, commit to make this day the best day of your life. Commit to drink every minute to its full. Commit to make every hour count and every minute trade only for something of value. Commit to work harder than ever before, to push your muscles until they cry for relief, and then continue. Commit to make more calls than ever before, to sell more goods than ever before, to earn more money than ever before. Live this day as if it is your last. Now, you're not planning on dying tomorrow. This is just the last time you get this day. Commit before the day unfolds to seal up its container of life so that not one drop spills upon the sand. Then step number 5, it's time to get started. Execute your first power session. This is one of the 3 items on your list. Make the decision to be conscious, fully present in the now. What did you see in your vision when you were pondering this moment? There is no time for noisy, self-deprecating internal dialogue. Peace of mind must reign supreme. If people are present, consciously, intrinsically validate them. Have fun. Be positive and uplifting. Avoid criticism and gossip. If you are doing a task by yourself, focus. Consciously let go of fear and jump in. Release your natural genius. Be courageous. If you hear a sabotaging question in your mind, such as, "I don't know how to do this," well, boldly ask, "If I did, what would I do?" Then do that. If you need more information, get it. More ability, acquire it. This is your moment to shine. This is a power session. Step number 6. Read Scroll 9. I will act now. Midday read this scroll long before the events of the afternoon attempt to crash down on you. Only action determines your value in the marketplace, and to increase your value, you will want to multiply your actions. Commit to work when the failure seeks rest. Commit to walk where the failure fears to walk. Commit to talk when the failure would remain silent. Commit to act now. Step number 7, execute your second power session. Show up. Notice people. Find good in each of them. Verbalize it. Be alive. Connect no matter what the noise in your head is trying to tell you. Charge forward. Now, if you're just doing a task, jump in. Step number 8, execute your third and final power session. Let's say that you've chosen dinner with friends or family as your third power session. What could you do to prepare the meal, set the table, lead out on the conversation, make everyone feel valued, clean up? If you've chosen to spend time writing an ad, put yourself in the shoes of the readers, mentally rehearse, explore, seek guidance. Write based on the ideas, impressions, and solutions that come to your mind. Trust your mind to be a fertile playground for amazing insights, especially when you're keeping the conduit open with the power that governs abundance by focusing on the needs of others. Step number 9. Journal what happened during your power sessions. Record what happened that might not have happened had you not been so conscious in the now. Does not need to be lengthy, just enough to jog your memory when you revisit your journal. In 6 months, you'll look back and discover just how much these power sessions have changed the direction of your life for the good. Step number 10, read Scroll 7, I will laugh at the world. We are most comical when we can't laugh at ourselves. Step back and have a good laugh about those times when your thoughts tried to or succeeded in sabotaging your actions. If anyone has offended you, I repeat the words, "This too shall pass." Know that you can never be poor if you can laugh. And the last step, step number 11, sleep like a baby. No matter what happened in the day, good or bad, just let it go. Celebrate the fact that you are more conscious in this moment, in the now. Tomorrow morning, we are going to do it again and with even more commitment. So close your eyes and sleep like a baby. When you awaken, you're going to repeat the process. Follow the process for 30 days with absolute intention to create your dreams in tangible reality, and you will create a miracle in your life. Now some may ask, can I do more than 3 power sessions in a day? I don't know, can you? Start with 3. Execute them with such a level of consciousness and commitment to creation. And just as soon as you're ready, then go beyond 3. But start here. And should you find it difficult to execute on 3 per day, then cut back to 2 or 1 if necessary, and execute it with passion. And when you're ready, increase it. This I know. If you will execute 3 power sessions a day for 30 days, you will create, absolutely create, a miracle in your life.